Hey, this is MuckDogFront, learningcurve.blogspot.com. It is Wednesday, November 24th, 2010, and this is Audio Boo. I think it's number 37, it might be 38. Something like that. Anyways, I am actually leaving Starbucks. I didn't work today, so I went to Starbucks and had some coffee and a scone, and read the iPad, read the papers for a while, watched the stock market. What a day in the market, huh? Kind of the opposite of yesterday. Remember yesterday, everybody was so concerned about North Korea, this, that, the other thing. So we had a big sell-off. Today, no sell-off. Today we did the exact opposite. We almost gained back all of what we lost yesterday. And the funny news of the headlines read, oh, it's early shopping on Wall Street for investors. Snapping up bargains. Things are on sale. It's like, man, totally opposite of yesterday when everybody was so concerned about North Korea and, you know, whatever. So shows you how the reason du jour is very fickle, and it's fun to follow because it does swing back and forth, much like the market. And I think that's why a lot of people use moving averages and trends to smooth out these kind of bumpy days, because, boy, it really makes your head spin. A lot of people talking about Thanksgiving travel today, the TSA. You know, pat downs are on the news 24/7 pretty much. So the news is almost unwatchable, in my opinion, because I've heard enough. I don't want to hear any more about the TSA pat downs. I don't know what they're going to do about it. You know, maybe today they said, hey, they're going to change things. But I don't know. You can only handle so much of that kind of stuff where it's time to move on to the next story. And of course, today is also the lines at the airports day, and soon to be followed by Black Friday stories. And either how the consumer isn't spending enough, or the consumer is spending a lot, or comparisons to last year, blah, blah, blah. But really, when you look at all these world events and things going around, and you try to think of, hey, what do I have to be thankful for? It's like, I'm thankful I live in America. There's a lot of places that, you know, people have it a lot rougher than we do. So thankful to live here, and hopefully, you know, we can continue our momentum. The economic report today was actually pretty good as far as the job situation. Things are improving. The Fed was concerned yesterday, and maybe they're right, but it does seem that things are slowly improving, and that's actually what we want to see. We want to see things kind of move gradually as opposed to sharp. We want to keep the Fed kind of on the sidelines and not doing much. Anyways, that's it for Wednesday. I hope you're having a great day, and I hope if you're traveling, you are keeping safe, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Bye. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at MusicAlley.com. This is The Marble Tea with Tryptophan. See ya.
It's there, tryptophan.